Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, the purpose of our work in this OEWG is to explore how threats to space systems can be reduced, taking into account the critical importance of all elements of these systems to our societies, our economies, our entire way of life. The UK Working Paper proposes a number of norms that we believe would contribute to protecting these systems. The UK would also like to add our voice to that of Canada and the US and others regarding the need to protect human spaceflight. In addition, and for the purposes of this topic, we would focus on two broad categories of space systems where harm to these systems would have particularly grave effects. A small number of states possess space systems upon which the whole world depends. In particular, as other delegations have noted, global navigation satellite systems such as the Global Positioning System and BeiDou provide vital position, navigation, and timing signals that enable a vast array of social and economic activity in most countries. As we have set out in our working paper, states should avoid jamming or spoofing activities against space systems that generate collateral impacts on civilian activity over large areas, such as disruption of air traffic or emergency responders. Even if these are temporary effects, the significant risks to life and safety demand that countries with jamming or spoofing capabilities act with self-restraint and in accordance with existing legal obligations. Causing irreversible or permanent damage to global navigation satellite systems is likely to have a profound and prolonged effect on the lives of citizens and the economic well-being of countries. It therefore risks retaliation and escalation. This is one reason why the UK has proposed a new norm that states should therefore commit not to cause the permanent loss of command and control of other countries' satellites. Mr. Chair, a small number of states, possess space systems of the highest strategic importance. Such systems include satellites and related ground components used for ballistic missile early warning, nuclear command, control and communication, and intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance. These space capabilities are vital for detecting activities that might suggest the preparation of hostilities. For example, the buildup of forces, posture changes, and moves to heightened readiness. They are also necessary for identifying the launch of ballistic missiles. The effective operation of such space systems is vital for preventing miscalculation and misperception. Interference, accidental or deliberate, with space systems involved in a state's nuclear deterrence architecture could trigger escalation without effective crisis management and prevention tools in place. It is vital that nuclear states maintain strong national measures to prevent unauthorized or intended use of nuclear weapons. Additionally, they should take measures to avoid the inadvertent compromise of critical space components that underpin the operation of nuclear systems. That concludes our remarks on topic 6. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.